ओके, कैन वी स्टार्ट? हरे कृष्णा, आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू आवर भक्ति संगा जपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल ऑफ अवर कृष्णा कथा मेला. एंड टुडे वी आर हैविंग अ वेरी स्पेशल टॉपिक ऑफ द सैल्वेशन ऑफ तृणावर्त. एंड टू एनलाइटन ऑन दिस टॉपिक वी हैव विद अस हर ग्रेस नंद प्रिया नर्मदा माताजी. एंड माताजी इज गोइंग टू एलाबरेटली डिस्कस ऑन द सैल्वेशन ऑफ तृणावर्त. हरे कृष्णा नंद प्रिया माताजी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माई हम्बल ऑबेसेंसेस. ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रीला प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज. थैंक यू सो मच माताजी फॉर जॉइन द सेशन एंड गिविंग योर वेरी प्रेशियस टाइम एंड एसोसिएशन दिस मॉर्निंग एंड एनलाइटिंग ऑन द टॉपिक. सो माताजी, बिफोर हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू माताजी, आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू प्रीति माताजी फॉर ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन. प्रीति माताजी, प्लीज टेक ओवर द कॉल. हरे कृष्णा.
Thank you, Shyama Supriya Mataji, for your very warm introduction to everyone. We are very, very excited to continue our Krishna Katha Mela series with our very, very wonderful coordinator speakers. So today we have Her Grace Nanda Priya Narmada Mataji. Mataji came to Krishna consciousness through a book distribution program in the local temple by ISKCON of Charlotte. On 1st January 2016, Mataji even remembers the date. And they were blessed to get the Srimad Bhagavatam on that day. And from that, her Krishna consciousness journey started. From 2017, Kartik month, she started her 16 rounds of japa. And in the year 2021, May 23rd, she got initiated by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Mataji has very consistently served Bhakti Sangha, and she does greeting service every Wednesday. Mataji is a very active participant of all the classes, and she's very humble and a very sweet devotee. And she has chosen an excellent topic today, which is the deliverance of Trinavarta, which is also one of my favorite topics from the Bhagavatam. So thank you so much, Nanda Priya Mataji. We are so excited to hear from you. You can now take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat pranams. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. I don't even deserve the introduction, what you have spoken, Mataji, but really thank you so much. First of all, I would like to thank His Divine Grace, Ajay Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, for stressing on the book distribution. Because of that, I am now in this position. I would like to thank all the devotees of Bhakti Sangha conference call for encouraging me, giving me this wonderful opportunity, guiding at every step and being there for me. I request each one on this call to please give me your blessings so I could do some service to my Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. I would like to do my prayers. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarini. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Bhavane भ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. गुरु महाराज की जय. आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर माय स्क्रीन. Is it visible, Mataji?
No, Mataji, it's not visible.
So sorry. No, I don't know about much about this computer, Mataji. I'm so sorry about that. Just a minute.
Mataji, do you see the share screen button down next to the chat icon?
Yes, Mataji. Yeah.
If you click that, you can choose either to share your entire screen, which is the first option, or you can screen a particular window that you have open. So what you have to do is open up your PPT in your computer first.
Yes, Mataji, it's open.
Is it open? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then now you hit the screen share button, Mataji. After it is open, you hit the screen share. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is good, Mataji. We see the entire desktop, but this is good enough for us.
Yeah, are you able to see Prabhupada?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Mataji, but I'll do it.
You can present here.
Yeah.
Perfect, Mataji. Oh, it's fantastic. Very nice.
Thank you. Okay, the first line. Welcome to the Krishna Katha Mela. Before going to the seventh chapter, that is Salvation of Trinavarta, let's just go through the sixth chapter, that is Deliverance of Putana. In this chapter, Putana entered Gokul with an intention to kill Krishna, who is just 6 days old. But still, Krishna very mercifully killed Putana and gave her a position in the spiritual world as a motherly nurse. It is concluded, therefore, that even a little energy expended in the service of the Lord gives one immense transcendental profit. In Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 40th sloka, Neha Vikramana Susti Pratyavayo Navidyate Svalpamapi Asya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. Translation, in this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions material activities and their results end with the body, but work in Krishna consciousness carries a person again to Krishna consciousness, even after the loss of the body. At least one is sure to have a chance in the next life of being born again as a human being, either in the family of a great cultured Brahmana or in a rich aristocratic family that will give one a further chance for elevation. That is the unique quality of work done by Krishna consciousness. And devotional service in Krishna consciousness is so sublime that even a little service rendered to Krishna knowingly or unknowingly gives one the greatest transcendental benefit. Today morning also, even His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj has mentioned about the practical problems in this material world and how important it is to take Krishna consciousness. Okay. Now coming to, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami narrated the entire pastime of killing the demon Putana, and in the last sloka, that is chapter 6, 44th sloka. Yeah, etat putanam moksham krishna syarthakam adbhutam shunyacha dayamarto govinde labadevatim. The translation goes like this. Any person who hears with faith and devotion about how Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, killed Putana, and who thus invests his hearing in such childhood pastimes of Krishna, certainly attains attachment for Govinda, the Supreme Original Person. Here he stresses more about hearing about Krishna's childhood pastimes and how important it is. And Sukadeva, coming to the seventh chapter for salvation of demon Trinavarta, Sukadeva Goswami concluded with the Phalashruti. Parikshit Maharaj got a doubt that why Sukadeva Goswami giving Phalashruti just only after one childhood pastime of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj wants to hear more of the childhood pastimes of Krishna. So he became a little worried and he requested with Sukadeva Goswami to please continue. I want to hear more of such childhood pastimes of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj describes the effects of hearing the childhood pastimes of Krishna and explains the seven benefits of hearing, especially about the childhood pastimes of Krishna in these two slokas, the first and second sloka of seventh chapter. Sri Rajovacha Inayena Vatarena Bhagavan Haririshvaraha Karoti Karnaram Yani Manugnani Chana Prabho Yachrinvato Paitya Aritir Vritishna Satvam Chasudhyati Achirena Pumsa Bhaktir Harotat Purushecha Sakyam Tat Eva Haram Vadamanya Sechet. Here, Parikshit Maharaj mentions Krishna in three different forms. Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is endowed with all the six opulences and full is Bhagavan. That is strength, fame, wealth, knowledge, beauty and renunciation. Hari means one who can take away the sufferings and difficulties of his devotees. Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, who is the Supreme Controller of our internal and external senses. In this way, Parikshit Maharaj describes Krishna in three ways, Bhagavan, Hari, Ishvara. And the Krishna descends in various incarnations. The pastimes of Krishna's incarnations are very pleasing to the ears. When the narrations of Krishna's pastimes enters the ear hole of a sincere hearer, they are very pleasing and melodious to the ears, but also to the mind as well. To know more about Lord, one must hear more and more. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport of this sloka, the pastimes and activities of the Lord are not material. They are beyond the material conception and the conditioned soul can easily benefit by hearing such uncommon activities. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed that simply by hearing the transcendental name of Lord Krishna, one can cleanse the heart of all material contaminations. Now let's know the seven benefits of hearing the childhood pastimes of Krishna. The number one is the pastimes of Krishna are very melodious to ears. Number two, the childhood pastimes are very attractive to mind. Number three, lack of interest will be destroyed. Lack of interest in the sense apaiti ariti, lack of enthusiasm to hear will be destroyed. Number four, distaste is gone. Distaste means not able to relish even after hearing. Number five, one's heart is completely purified by hearing childhood pastimes of Krishna. Number six, our bhakti, devotional service towards Krishna will increase more and more. Number seven, friendship with devotees of Krishna will also increase. These are the seven benefits of hearing childhood pastimes of Krishna. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions if one has developed a little bit of Krishna consciousness by hearing from a Vaishnavas about the activities of Krishna, one becomes attached to Vaishnavas who are interested only in Krishna consciousness. Parikshit Maharaj says that Krishna's pastimes are so enchanting and wonderful. Krishna has taken birth in this material world and imitated the activities and behavior of a common human child. There are other incarnations also like Kurma Avatara, Matsya Avatara, Narsimha Avatara and Vamana Avatara, so on. But Krishna's pastimes are more attractive and appealing to hear. Parikshit Maharaj also mentions with Sukadeva Goswami that with my intelligence, I have understood that these are the seven benefits of hearing childhood pastimes of Krishna. And he requests, if you think it fit, kindly please speak about those activities of the Lord. So Sukadeva Goswami, without any further delay, he immediately started describing about describing another beautiful pastime of Krishna that is called as deliverance of Shakatasura. Now Krishna is 3 months old. One day there was a conjunction of the moon with the constellation Rohini. On that day, Krishna rolled over on his own. Whenever small children turn on their back all by themselves, that event is celebrated by parents as Uttana ceremony. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions in Vedic civilization, childbirth or pregnancy is never regarded as a burden. Rather, it is a cause for jubilation. Even before the child is born, there is Garbhadana Samskara and many more so on. Nandotsav is celebrated by fathers and the Uttana ceremony is celebrated by mothers. Mother Yashoda started celebrating Uttana ceremony by calling all the neighbors and Brahmanas. She started giving charity to Brahmanas, and while Brahmanas are chanting mantras, Mother Yashoda and gopis bathed Krishna. Yashoda Mata dressed Krishna in beautiful red colored clothes and she placed very nice ornaments on Krishna. While holding the baby on her shoulder, Yashoda Mata is attending the guest and Krishna became very sleepy while all the Brahmanas were chanting mantras. Noticing that her small child, 3 months old, baby Krishna, sleepy, Mother Yashoda took baby Krishna to the courtyard where there's a huge hand cart was placed. Mother Yashoda made Krishna lay down on a jhula, which is made out of cloth, under the cart. And she also laid down with Krishna for a while to make sure Krishna sleeps there peacefully. When Krishna slept, Yashoda Mata got up slowly and came back to attend to the guest for a while. There were small other children also who were little older to Krishna playing near the cart while watching Krishna sleeping peacefully. After a while, Krishna woke up from sleep and looked from Yashoda Mata. He could not find her, so in order to get her attention, he started crying. But Yashoda Mai was so busy, she could not hear the crying of baby Krishna. So Krishna thought, if my crying is not reaching Mother Yashoda's ears, then I will make bigger sound. So Krishna kicked the cart as natural as babies throw their hand and legs in air while they are crying. With his tender like leaf, a leaf-like leg, which is so soft as butter, just kicked the cart and the cart overturned and fell into pieces by making a very huge sound. And all the loaded stuff on the top of cart, which are made of different metals, fell hither and thither. All the small children playing there, they saw Krishna kicking this cart and the cart falling into pieces. But nothing happened to baby Krishna and this sound reached Yashoda Mata, Nanda Maharaj and all the guests who were attending the ceremony. They all came running and they were in shock to see and they could not get how that happened. Yashoda Mata quickly picked up Krishna and he was safe. Nothing had happened to him. The elderly gopas and gopis were very happy that Krishna is safe, but they started wondering if some ghost might have come there. There is no possibility of this huge cart getting overturned and breaking on its own. Small children who saw Krishna kicking the cart over there came and said Krishna had done. So that is the reason cart fell. They said the truth, but elders did not believe the children words. How can a small 3-month-old baby kick the cart over? Therefore, they would not believe them. But Yashoda Mata was in so shock as when Krishna was 6 days old, Putana came and attacked him. And now Krishna was just 3 months old and the cart fell on its own. In Garga Samhita mentioned by Her Grace Nitai Sevni Mataji, Shakata is a demon named Utkacha. He is a son of Hiranyaksha, who is very strong. With his strength, he went to Lomasa Maharshi's ashrama, that is hermitage, where he started pulling out big trees and throwing them everywhere. So looking at this, Lomasa Maharshi cursed Utkacha to become bodiless. So hearing the curse, immediately Utkacha fell at the feet of Maharshi. Then Maharshi, out of his causeless mercy, said in future, this is Chakshus Manvantara, and in future Vaivasvata Manvantara, Krishna will come and by his touch of his lotus feet, he will get liberated. So Utkacha became a ghost. So he took the shelter of a cart, which is called as a Shakata, and he planned to kill Krishna on the order of Kamsa, but he himself got liberated by the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the reason he is called as Shakatasura. Nobody could notice since he was a ghost. He also did not have a material body. So the cart fell over and the demon died. And the Maharaja called all the Brahmanas and requested them to chant mantras and to invoke protection on baby Krishna because he just encountered a big danger. And everyone there thought by Vishnu's grace, Krishna was protected. Nanda Maharaja very well knew that Brahmanas were very pure and their blessings never go in vain as they don't have any envy, false pride, jealousy, violence, and they are not puffed up by the prestige and they are always truthful. The Brahmanas chanted relevant mantras and Mother Yashoda took care of the baby Krishna nicely. And the Maharaj gave cows, ornaments, clothes, etc. in charity. He knows by giving, he gets more blessings. Shakatasura represents the mentality of holding on to our old habits. This is mentioned by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in his Vrindavan Yatra pastimes. These habits are like a demon in our mind. We must be very careful to protect the bhakti in our hearts from our past bad habits that we hold on to. Srila Prabhupada also explains that the way to give up bad habits is to replace them with good habits. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave such a simple and joyful process by taking nice prasadam, associating with devotees, dancing in kirtan, rendering loving service, taking darshan of the deities, hearing Krishna's beautiful pastimes and chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, can purify our hearts and inundate our minds with transcendental happiness. Now, coming to the part of Trinavarta, when Krishna was almost a year old, another incident happened. Out of affection, Mother Yashoda was patting Krishna in her lap. Suddenly, Krishna became very heavy like a mountain peak. She could no longer bear his weight. Out of worry, thinking, perhaps the child was being attacked by some demon or ghost, she put the child down on the ground and began to think of Narayana. For she could not understand that Krishna was the original source of everything. Hearing Mother Yashoda is showing us whenever there is danger, we need to think of the lotus feet of the Lord. Foreseeing disturbances, she called for the Brahmanas to counteract this heaviness. Krishna became so heavy because he knew that another demon named Trinavarta in a whirlwind form is about to come now, who is sent by Kamsa. When the whirlwind takes away Krishna, Krishna does not want Mother Yashoda to get affected by that. Krishna has all shaktis. He can become greater than the greatest, smaller than the smallest, heavier than the heaviest, and lighter than the lightest. So he became very heavy, and when Mother Yashoda put him on ground, he turned back very light. And while the child was sitting on the ground, Trinavarta, who is a man-eating demon, came in a form of whirlwind and very easily carried the child away into the air, covering the whole land of Gokula with particles of dust. That demon, acting as a strong whirlwind, covered everyone's vision and began vibrating everywhere with greatly fearful sounds. For a moment, the whole pasturing ground was overcast with dense darkness from the dust storm, and Mother Yashoda was unable to find her son where she had placed him. Because of the dust storm stirred up by the strong whirlwind, Mother Yashoda could find no trace of her son, nor could she understand why. Thus, she fell on the ground like a cow who has lost her calf and began to lament very pitifully. When the force of the dust storm and the wind subsided, gopis approached Mother Yashoda, hearing her pitiful crying. Looking at Mother Yashoda lamenting Krishna's absence, the gopis also began to cry. Their eyes were full of tears. Krishna assumed the form of a forceful whirlwind. The demon Trinavarta took Krishna very high in the sky. But when Krishna became heavier than the demon had to stop his force and could go no further. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the 26th sloka purport about 8 siddhis, namely Anima, Laghima, Mahima, Prapti, Prakamya, Ishitva, Vasitva, and Kama Vasaita. But although a demon may acquire such powers to a very limited extent, he cannot compete with the mystic power of Krishna, for Krishna is Yogeshwara. Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter 28th sloka, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurtharaha, Tatra Srivyati Vijayor Bhutir, Dhruvanitir Matir Mama. No one can compete with Krishna's, the source of all mystic power. Because of Krishna's weight, Trinavarta considered Krishna to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. Krishna had caught the demon's neck. The demon was unable to throw him off. Trinavarta therefore thought of the child as wonderful, since he could neither bear the child nor cast aside the burden. Trinavarta intended to take Krishna up in the sky and kill him, but Krishna enjoyed the pastime of riding on Trinavarta's body and traveling for a while in the sky. Thus, Trinavarta's attempt to kill Krishna failed. With Krishna grasping him by the throat, Trinavarta choked and he was unable to make even a sound or even to move his hands and legs. His eyes were popping out. The demon lost his life and fell along with the little boy down to the ground of Raja. While the gopis who had gathered were crying for Krishna, the demon fell from the sky onto a big slab of stone. His limbs were dislocated. The demon fell flat from the sky and Krishna was playing on his chest very happily. Uninjured and free from misfortune, not at all disturbed because of being taken high in the sky by the demon, Krishna was playing and unbothered. Thus, this is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha. In any condition, Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. He has no unhappiness. Because this demon was envious, cruel, and sinful, he has been killed for his own sinful activities. This is the law of the nature. An innocent devotee is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and a sinful person is always vanquished for his sinful life. What Nanda Maharaja, the gopis, and the other cowherd men could not understand was that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing as a human child, and that his life was not in danger under any circumstances. Rather, because of their intense parental love of Krishna, they thought that Krishna was an innocent child and had been saved by the Supreme Lord. Here, Trinavarta represents the false pride of material scholarship. Being very learned can be a great attribute, but if it makes us proud, the whole purpose of knowledge is lost. In Sikshashtakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions in a sloka, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarurapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. To be humble like the blade of grass, to be forgiving and tolerant like a tree, to offer all respects to others and not to expect respect for oneself. That is the true knowledge, because it attracts God. Knowledge without good qualities is useless. A person with good qualities is like a tree with many fruits, always bowing down. A tree that does not have good fruits keeps its head held high above all others. This demon of false pride makes us think we are going higher and higher and higher above everyone else. If we sincerely and humbly take shelter of hearing the glories of the Krishna, serving his devotees and chanting his holy names, then Krishna will save us from this demon. And coming to the last small part of small paragraph of this chapter, Krishna shows Mother Yashoda was once feeding Krishna when the child Krishna was almost finished drinking. Mother Yashoda was looking at his beautiful, brilliantly smiling face. Then baby Krishna yawned and Yashoda Mata saw the entire universe within his mouth. Her heart began to throb, and in astonishment, she closed her restless eyes. She did not appreciate the wonders shown by her child. Rather, she wanted to close her eyes. She was expecting another danger, and therefore her eyes became restless. Krishna showed the power of his lips when he killed Putana. Krishna showed power of his legs when he kicked Shakatasura. Krishna showed the power of his hands when he choked Trinavarta to death. And Krishna showed all his powers when he displayed the universal form inside his mouth to Mother Yashoda. I would like to finish here. Thank you so much, dear devotees, for your patience. And please forgive me for any offenses and mistakes I have done. I would like to pay my obeisances to all the Sundar Vaishnavas, Manchakarta Darubhyasya, Vipasanthu Bhyayavacha, Patitanam Pavanubhya, Vaishnavibhyo, Namo Namaha. If there are any corrections or comments, please let me know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Nandapriya, Narmada Madhuji. It was such a nice class. It was so nice to watch you present. Very, very calm, composed. And you have a very perfect way of speaking. It was very nice, Mataji. Your presentation skills are very nice. I was just watching your calm demeanor throughout this presentation. It really was so impressive. Thank you, Mataji, for covering this pastime from various angles, right out of Prabhupada's purports. And of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's the different, the lessons that we learn from each of these pastimes, what Ranavarta represents and what we take home from that. Everything was covered very systematically, very nice notes, very, very nicely given, Mataji. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the time and effort that you have taken for this presentation. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Without your initiation, I actually would not do this, Mataji. You added me to the group, so I could not say no. So I did it, Mataji. I hope I did not do any mistakes. Thank you.
You didn't do even one mistake. There's nothing. There's no question of mistakes. Mataji, I really liked one thing that when you were talking about the importance of Shravanam in the beginning, that was very, very nice, Mataji. Very nicely explained. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
All you, Mr. Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
All right,
go ahead, Panishri.
Sweet class, beautiful class. I especially like the first verse we were speaking about, the seven different benefits of listening to Krishna Katha. That was beautiful. And at the end, besides all the in between, and at the end when you were talking about Krishna's lips, Krishna's hands, Krishna's feet, and then, you know, Krishna completely, how those different things are used. You know, little points like that that will stick in our heads. So thank you for that. Beautiful. Yes, and your presentation was wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Phaneshwari Mataji. Your comments means a lot to me. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranams. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much for your beautiful presentation, beautiful slides. And the way you spoke, you know, was so, so wonderful. So you look like a natural speaker, Mataji. Thank you for this very, very beautiful class. And I like the way that you connected it through Shakta Sura pastime and then through Trinavrata. It was a very, very amazing class. Short, sweet, and crisp, I should say. To the point, not deviating here and there, but it was very, very wonderful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kirtida Mataji. Thank you so much. Always to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Nandapriya, Narmada Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam Mataji. Very, very beautiful, beautiful class. Your slides, your pictures were so beautiful, and the way you narrated whole story was very nice, Mataji. So calm, so confident. Very, very nice, Mataji. Beautiful, beautiful class. Very bold. It doesn't look like you are doing it for the first time. It's there already in you. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharika Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Nandapriya Mataji. Such a beautiful class. Very, very nice slides. And you took points from so many places, from Bhagavatam, from also connected with the previous life, how he got a ghost body. And so nice, Mataji. Many points from many senior devotees' lectures. Wonderful, Mataji. Such a, comprehensive presentation of taking points from everywhere. Thank you so much, Mataji. In spite of your having bad throat, you somehow didn't want to lose this opportunity and tried your best and came. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Lalitangi Mataji. Because of your efforts, I am in this position, Mataji. If not, I would not be able to do it. Thank you so much, Mataji, for being there for me. Thank you, Mataji.
Mataji, I didn't do anything at all. You already
said it to me, Mataji, but I know what your position is, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Ananda Priya Mataji. So wonderful class, Mataji, and presentation is also so wonderful. And the way you narrated from starting to the ending class also very beautiful, Mataji. Connected all the past tense of Krishna and enlightened, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Supriya Sri Rangamataji.
Yeah, I'm Shama Supriya Mataji.
Sorry, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Dear devotees, anybody have any questions for Mataji?
I don't think I will be able to answer questions.
Hare Krishna, Nanda Priya, Narmada Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very wonderful presentation, Mataji. Very sweetly you explained the whole thing. And like what everyone is saying, you have such a peaceful demeanor when you are giving the class. You're so peaceful and it's so beautiful you present things and always so calm. I really don't know how you manage it. Like even the morning greeting service, like this Wednesday, it was something where everyone was in a little bit of a hurry and we got late. But even then you are like on the dot and right away you just got through, you sped through the whole thing. You are just amazing and a wonderful devotee, Mataji. Lots to learn from you. Very beautiful slides too, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Induleka, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. But whatever you think, I'm nowhere close to. You should ask my family about that. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Ananda Priya, Narmada Mataji. Such a beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. As everyone said, yeah, that's the calm and composed thing we can see. It was very nice, Mataji, the way the presenting and the beautiful slides, Mataji. Thank you so much for neat and sweet presentation. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for your wishes to Mataji. Thank you.
So sincerely you take us in Shidam Vrindavan Dham, so calm, so honest, so humble. Mataji, I have seen when we offered to Jaipataka Maharaj prasadam plate, so sincerely you offered the prasadam and morning, Mataji, morning time also, so sincerely you explain. And today, Mataji, you take us in Shidam Vrindavan Dham, explain all the leelas and all the slides. So, and Mataji, think that you are preaching from long, long time, from last birth you are preaching. That much confidently you explained all the leela. This is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudeva Shishanatha, Gopinath Shashi Gaurani Thai Mataji. So sincere you are, we all love you. Dandavat Pranam to your sincere Sahib Seva. Take us in Shidam Vrindavan Dham, Mataji. Prepare all the slides and point to point you explain the leelas, Mataji. We hear again and again and again your class and all Mataji's class, Mataji. Because when we hear the Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, Mataji, in the morning japa time, it is like visualize. Dekh sakte hai, Mataji. Itni potency hoti hai har Mataji's mein. Narmada Ananda Priya Narmada Mataji ki jai. Dandavat Pranam Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath, Sour Special Mercy. We get every month your association. That is my humble request to H.G. Lalitangi Dasi, H.G. Priti Vilasini and H.G. Kirtirasundari Mataji. Hare Hare Kauranga.
Hare Krishna, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, thank you so much for your sweet words, Mataji, but I am no way close to giving it monthly, Mataji. I know how much it is worth. Thank you so much for your words, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Nanda Priya Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. What a sweet class, Mataji. You have explained each point very beautifully, very nice presentation. You narrated very beautiful, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Radha Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your comments. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Mataji, I have some messages in the chat box. I would like to read for you, Mataji. Okay. So, Raj Prabhu. Amazing slide work, Jai. Hare Krishna, Mataji. I wish I can learn to be humble like you. Great class. Thanks so much for the verses of 10.7.1. I was actually looking for that. Shivani Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. Amazing class filled with so much nectar. Very beautiful slides as well. Jai Ho, Shivani. Parima Mataji. Very, very nice and smooth presentation, Mataji. You are too good. You covered everything very well. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your association and your wonderful services on this platform. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam to you. Hare Bol. Mahendra Prabhu, Hare Krishna Mataji, very, very nice class. Akshita, I think Vrinda Mataji, very nice class given very confidently. Did not look nervous at all. Need to hear your class again. Yeah, these are the sweet comments.
Thank you for these Mataji. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for all those comments, Prabhuji's and Mataji's. Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you.
So, dear devotees, anybody would share realizations with Mataji? So, if not, then can we end the call, Mataji?
Yes, sure.
Okay, Mataji. So, with your permission and a devotee's permission, so I would like to pay my obeisances for this wonderful association and wonderful class. Once again, very great class, Mataji. Thank you so much coming on the call. वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधु गये वचा पतितानां पावनभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय हरिदास ठाकुर की जय महाद की जय कृष्ण कथा मेला की जय इस नंद प्रिया माता जी की जय थैंक यू सो मच माता जी हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण